B-Pod Studios.
You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know why?
It's Monday. Monday's Bungle Day.
That's not surprising.
That does not surprise me.
That is not surprising.
It's Monday. Everybody
back to work. Let's just get it over with.
What is it?
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Happy Monday after the Super Bowl, which was an awesome game. I mean, it was a great game. Regardless of who you were rooting for, it was good. Heck of a finish. I was rooting for Jimmy G and the Niners. He had it all the way till, what, 6 minutes, Brian?
Yeah.
Then
it came back.
The Chiefs just stormed back. But what a finish. Great game.
Shanahan can't hold the lead.
Whoa. He can't. But no. That's too bad, man. He did that. Well, you know what that means?
Nope.
Brian, tell her, Brian.
So, you know, Shanahan, who's the head coach of the 49ers, he was the offensive coordinator for Atlanta when
the
Patriots
won.
Came back from that 28-3.
Yep. So he's happens
coordinator
to
on that team.
He's got a tag now. Can't win in the fourth quarter. Jimmy G looked okay. He looked pretty good during the game.
I think he looked excellent.
But he did. He was probably your MVP. Well, right till the third quarter, I thought, don't you agree, he could have been the MVP? And then just things went south.
Oh, that's too bad.
So anyway, yeah, but you know he got there.
True.
Yeah, he got there, more than most of us can say. According to a new poll, the Monday after the Super Bowl is the worst Monday of the year.
Agree.
Yeah, it's not great. Nothing's working here. You're pressing buttons like willy-nilly.
Brian, are you going to?
That was a stop inserted in the wrong place.
Oh,
that was my bad.
Oh, okay.
He screwed up the second
I screwed up the second one.
Mine's going to beat all of yours put together, all right?
Yeah. Let's just say the bus rolled over me, backed up, hit Brian. So that's how it goes.
All of us today.
I like this. 44% of America's a great country. 44% of Americans think today should be a paid holiday.
It should be.
Let's go home.
Why can't we? Right, we should. Why can't we move President's Day to today?
I don't know.
Why
can't we just add another holiday? It's like, it's a democratic society. We'll all vote and get it done.
That's the way it should be.
I'm going to take to the streets.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hey, they did it in England. They did a Brexit. Why can't we have like a, you know.
Super Bowl Monday.
Something. Yeah, we'll think of it. Anyway, so going to be that kind of day. Great game. Brian, when will you get the incredible pictures of Jimmy G?
We're going to post that.
And his likeness to an old Hollywood star.
We got to talk about that. I'm working on it.
All right.
And we also have to talk about all the commercials because they were great.
And we have to talk about J-Lo.
All right. We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do have to talk about J-Lo.
We do.
And Shakira, but mostly J-Lo.
Well, Shakira, she made a big comeback last night.
Yeah, she did. But J-Lo, I'm in love.
Are you really?
Oh, God, she's beautiful.
You know what? And she's older than you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I mean,
I want to push one of those buttons. Bob.
No, what I meant.
What does that mean?
That means that here's this older 50-year-old woman just shaking her thing. So
that's what. Thank
it's not
you.
Too late for you. It's not too late for you.
How are we gonna parse what that means?
No, don't do it, Bob. Don't do it. Push a button.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Get
your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, it's 6:19, LBF. What do you have?
I have the secret to an effective workout.
Oh, good.
I mean,
after yesterday.
Yeah.
So you have the secret.
I have the secret.
I can't wait to hear it after this week. Okay, Brian Bell.
Cool thing that happened yesterday that wasn't the Super Bowl. But it has to do with math.
Cool math.
Wow.
Two words that have never been close together.
Right.
You'll be amazed.
Okay, cool math. And I'm going to tell you 4 life-changing diet hacks that will help you lose 4 pounds this week.
Okay.
So you combine yours and mine you could get over all that, all those Super Bowl yummies snacks. You had yesterday.
Lots you don't think snacks. Math can help you at all with that?
Cool math, no. Good. Yeah.
Subtract four.
All right, Triple A. Triple A is sponsoring this report. When winter weather hits, you don't want to risk getting stuck on the road. That's why 60 million drivers rely on AAA to get them safely back on their way. Join AAA today at AAA.com/join LBF.
Okay, so this is the secret to an effective workout.
Okay.
It's about the playlist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been telling you.
Listening to high-tempo music.
Yeah.
Actually enhances your physical fitness.
Yes.
The effects are better endurance, like brisk walking, running, and biking. Here's the key.
Pump up the jam.
High-tempo music. That's about 170 beats per minute. The music.
That's fast.
So some of the songs that you should be listening to.
Yeah. Do you have some cuts? Oh, I thought you had a cut.
No,
it's all right.
I do
that's
have
okay.
A cut.
What do you got?
Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Yeah, that one comes up in my workouts. Like,
yes.
They have good, you know.
Yeah, at the theory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce's Naughty Girl, which I've never heard, is 199. That's pretty. But I did a little research on my playlist.
Oh, I was curious. There we go.
Yep.
So, as you guys know, I like to exercise to Barry Manilow.
Barry doesn't exercise to Barry.
Listen, and so one of my favorite songs is Ready to Take a Chance Again.
Oh, my God.
That one does not come up at the gym.
Wow.
Guess how many beats per minute that is.
Does it have a beat?
12.
Yes. 98. A nice 98 beats per minute.
That's a
now
solid,
I'm supposed to be hitting
that's
hot, 170.
A solid brisk, yeah.
Weekend in New England.
Oh, my God.
78.
Oh, my God.
You're not even moving.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
What do you do? Do you stop and smell the flowers when you're
on your it's like relaxing to me. I'm
dying to see you do this. That is just going too fast.
What it is me walking at a fairly slow pace, smiling.
With her hands in her pockets.
Yes. My hands are usually in my pockets because it's cold.
Look at that pleasant woman out there.
Yeah, look at her. Will you look at her? Will you just look at her?
Anyway.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, so anyway,
that's
the point is
170 beats per minute.
There you go.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Brian?
All right, well, you may have seen this yesterday, but I thought it was so cool. The date yesterday was a palindromic date.
Yes.
You know, the same forwards and backwards?
Yep.
So, in all formats. So, it was 02-02-2020. So, it's the same forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that happened was 909 years ago. 11-11-11-11.
Wow.
And the next time it's going to happen isn't for another 101 years on 12-12-21-21.
12-12. But who's got the time for this?
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing that somebody's
just
got
kind of neat.
Right? Yeah.
And a math guy also pointed out that it's the palindromic day of the year. It's the 33rd day of the year. And there are 333 days left in the year.
Well,
so that was quite
People
the
are
day.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, my name's a palindrome. So you got that going for me.
Robert?
Bob.
Oh, yeah, right.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah.
Finally, if you binged yesterday, like major, I didn't binge yesterday. It was just my wife and I, Carol, and we had a lovely time.
Did you have chips or anything?
With a tuna melt. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't go crazy.
Okay.
So we just kept it cool. But if you, let's say, overindulge, last week we mentioned 11,000 calories would be the norm for the day. You guys probably had a little bit of that, right?
I think I was under that at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here are four diet hacks you can use this week. This week, use smaller plates, okay?
Okay.
Because you eat with your eyes, it seems like a lot on a small plate. Number two, I struggle. Eat slowly. Anybody here eat slowly?
I'm the slowest eater around.
Yeah?
Are you?
Yeah.
LBF, you're pretty slow. You can make some blast over there.
I mean, I'm afraid someone's going to take it.
Okay. Okay. This week, don't. All right. Number three, keep a food diary. So that's obvious.
Your diary. I'm fat.
No, that is not. We are not in agreement with that. We are not agreeing with that. And number four, drink water before every meal this week. Four diet hacks guaranteed to lose 4 pounds this week.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's baloney.
Why? No, you can't have baloney.
Is that on the list?
Yeah, baloney is not a little salty.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Thought I'd just play a little workout music for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
78 beats per minute.
Wow.
People.
So, just if for folks who weren't sure how LBF works out, this is her workout music.
It's like Tai Chi. I think you could Tai Chi to this.
God.
I can't believe my heart rate's going down.
You know what?
Supposed
See?
To make it go up.
I know, but it's relaxing.
LBF just walking in her neighborhood.
Smiling.
Stopping and, you know, looking around, her hands in her pockets with her, her sneakers and her vest. This is great.
My workout outfits are excellent.
I can imagine. You can wear whatever you want.
I could wear a dress and heels
You're
at that
good
rate.
With that rate. Who's going to stop you, Barry? I don't think
Nobody.
So. Nobody. All right. So I thought we'd just put a button on that.
Okay. Thank
for
you.
For everybody that weren't sure about what Weekend in New England was, that thumper of a song. Okay. Super Bowl. It was good. It lived up to expectations. The last 10 minutes or, you know, the official clock 10 minutes were amazing. Feel bad for Jimmy G. He did a great job throughout, and then just couldn't get it done when he had to. Patrick Mahomes is a beast. He's only 24. We're going to be seeing him for years to come. But we finally got closure on the Tom dip. Well, maybe not. But last week we left. Tom Brady was doing that black and white cryptic picture.
Cryptic Instagram.
Is he coming?
Tweet.
Is he going? Everybody's buzzing about it. So we found out what it was yesterday.
Yeah. There, hit that.
It was a Hulu.
So to my teammates, my family, and most of all, my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. Oh. According to the script they just gave me.
Yeah. Well, that's Jeez. It. And then he closes it out with, is this a close, Brian? Yeah.
With me? I'm not going anywhere.
Uh-huh. So there you go. It's another tease. I'm not going anywhere. What does that mean?
Were you surprised all the way up till he said Hulu? Or
no, I knew it wasn't going to be an announcement.
Okay.
I was just like, what is the product?
Right.
Oh, okay. So you knew. Yeah, you're like, okay, you're like, what is he hawking?
Wait, you knew it was a TV spot Friday when you left?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't, know. I didn't either.
No one did, but then it was.
And then it was, so you saw the spot. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because I don't like seeing, like, the Hyundai spot we saw a million times before the big game.
Mm.
And it's funny, but it would have been better to see
the park, the car.
Yeah. Like, it would have been better. There was no surprise.
Yeah.
So good on Hulu because nothing leaked really that early.
Yeah.
It sent everybody into a tizzy.
Got people salivating
that was
to
pretty
watch
good.
It.
I think that Hyundai did a better job in terms of getting their product out there because we talked about it for a week. We're only going to talk about Hulu for a day. That being said, I'm kind of annoyed by it.
What,
I mean,
really?
I get it because,
With
you know.
Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
people
mean,
are
I
getting
get
a little
it.
Annoyed.
I get it. Yeah. But, like, you know, this is he's teasing us.
Yeah.
And that's not nice.
No.
He should sit on the bottom step.
Well, then he... no, we're not going to... He should listen to Weekend in New England. That might make him never want to come back, though, unfortunately.
But it was funny how everyone then overreacted to this, because people were like, well, there it is. He's coming back to the Patriots.
And then
like,
he's with Gronk,
no,
right?
Wasn't so.
Then he tweeted out a picture of he and Gronk together.
Yeah, with the Patriot, the NFL 100 thing.
And then we saw Coach Belichick's feet, which we never need to see again, his toes.
I didn't see that.
Oh, he went to Gronk's beach party Saturday.
And
he had flip-flops on?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
His feet are bad? Maybe it's just like you don't like feet.
Maybe you don't like older men's feet.
I don't. Yeah, for the record, there you go.
Okay. I thought took you for an old man feet guy.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
How do you like J-Lo's feet?
Those were not bad. Wow, J-Lo. I didn't know she reenacted Hustlers hat, but we'll talk
she
about
sure
that.
Sure did. Yeah. So we'll talk about that for sure during laundry.
Can't wait. All right, that's coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 6:45, 31 degrees in Boston right now, up to 49. But it's time for Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Brigham Health.
Why is everyone Google imaging Tyrone Power and Shakira's tongue? Well,
okay.
I'll tell you. Let's start with Shakira's tongue, shall we?
Yes, right. Let's. Wow.
You're awake, right? Everyone's awake.
That helped.
Super Bowl halftime show. Pretty awesome. Mm. Very energetic. Not for everybody. Some people were annoyed at the stripper pole. Some people thought it looked more like a cruise ship situation, Bob Bronson.
Well, you know what? I've seen shows like that on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
A lot of razzle-dazzle.
Razzle-dazzle's fun.
But I can't tell you one song other than Hips Don't Lie.
Nobody's into
Because they didn't lie yesterday either.
Yeah, exactly. She played that. That was good. Her hips do not lie.
They do not lie.
So Shakira, she did this thing that is immediately a meme where she like stuck her tongue out while she was singing.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do it to make fun of somebody. It's called ululating.
Ululating.
It's just moving your tongue back and forth to add a trilling quality to your voice.
She wasn't singing.
Whatever.
She was just doing it.
I'm just saying.
That was for the camera.
Was it for the camera? Well,
I
it's immediately
so.
A meme. Mm. Everyone's Googling it.
I
got to say, J-Lo is unbelievable. She's gorgeous. She's, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
She's older than I am.
She is older than
she is
than,
50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today's 50 is not like the 80s
not,
50.
No.
Because in the 1980s, 50 was the Golden Girls.
That's right. They were.
Now it's J-Lo.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Golden Girls were in their 50s?
Yeah, like they were in their 50s and 60s.
Seriously. Wow, you think they
were
older.
Yeah, they still worked and they hung out together.
Well, they weren't ululating, whatever you call that.
No, they were not.
They were not
ululating. All right, J-Lo's 11-year-old daughter, Emmy, sang a little bit. You want to hear a clip?
Sure, why not?
I was like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty good gig if you're an 11-year-old.
Bad.
Super Bowl halftime show.
Good way to start. Third base. Not bad.
And then there's J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's J-Lo. She is a magic.
Dynamo.
Yes, she's a unicorn.
She's a hustler.
I really liked it. Yes, if you saw Hustlers, you didn't need to see the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You saw it last night.
Okay,
why is everyone Googling Tyrone Power?
Yes.
Who is Tyrone Power, you ask? Mm. Well, Tyrone Power was an old-timey actor who was in, like, I don't know, like some talkies,
black
maybe.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Comes him on the silver screen.
Right.
Tyrone Power.
Yes.
Well,
devilishly
somebody's
handsome.
Grandmother last night looked at the television at the Super Bowl and looked at Jimmy Garoppolo and said, geez, he looks like Tyrone Power.
Where's Tyrone Power playing quarterback?
And so then the granddaughter Googled Tyrone Power,
and
it is pretty amazing how similar they look. And we have the photo up at WROR.com. We'll put it up on our Facebook, too.
You're really underselling that, LBF, because Brian showed us that, and I cannot believe the similarity. It almost looks like somebody's messing with
exactly. I feel like I need a deeper dive into Tyrone. He didn't age well.
Didn't age well?
No,
he didn't live long either.
No, he died at 44, onset of a heart attack. So.
Well, you know.
And speaking of dying, I just want to mention
his heart rate up.
Yes, exactly.
Walking with Barry Manilow.
Oh, my God. Mm. Mary Higgins Clark is dead at 92.
A writer, right?
Yeah.
She's a writer.
Yes. Wow,
what does she write?
That?
Oh, stop.
She wrote mysteries.
Oh, that's
Where
right.
Are the Children? Good one.
Yeah.
Cry in the Night. Lots of 80s. She was like the first of like these, you know,
that's
Harlan
right.
Corbin of, sort of things.
A lot of paperbacks in airports.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I loved it. Those were good.
No, that's right.
And also
good
sad
paperback.
News.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson, her marriage is over.
Say it isn't.
It lasted
so
12 days.
12 days.
Wow.
That's it. She married a producer named John Peters.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So you talked about that last week. She's 50-ish, and John, he's 72 like that.
Yep.
It lasted 12 days.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Those
good
crazy kids can't make it work.
I know. Who can?
Man.
Who can?
I wonder who asked for it, the divorce.
I
who got sick of each other first? 12 days.
I think that he probably, no, she's odd.
She's odd.
But he's odd.
Yeah.
Everyone in Hollywood's odd.
They all are. Weirdos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. 7:15, Monday after Super Bowl. Looks like traffic's flowing into the city pretty well today, which means some folks decided
take the day off.
Come a little bit later.
Yeah, you know, you have sick days. Sometimes you get sick the day after the Super Bowl.
You know, you're right.
A lot of fried food. Sometimes you get a bad ice cube.
Wow. Why did I use, you know what? Yeah, I used last Monday as a sick day.
Yeah,
Should have waited. So yeah, big Super Bowl. The game was good. You can't deny it. It was not a dud. Whether you're happy with the results or not, it was pretty exciting. I got to say, the commercials, on the other hand, there weren't that many great ones. Usually, there's at least 5 to 10 that are so good. You're talking about the next day.
Yeah, at $5 million a pop. You think that we would?
Is that what they paid?
Yes.
Wow. Dang. Right? You see, also one of the stats they showed. The Super Bowl, last time the Chiefs were in, it was $75,000 for a TV spot.
Really?
And you know who performed at halftime? 1970?
I think it was Carol Channing.
Carol, oh my God.
Carol Channing. Yes. I read that.
Hello.
I know. I loved her. Wow.
I bet you did.
She was great.
So there you go.
She probably wore a different outfit than J-Lo did.
Actually, not that different. I bet you there was a lot of sequence.
Yeah. I bet there was no polls. Doubt that. What was your favorite spot? You texted us. During the game. Was it the Google one that you liked the most?
What does home mean to...
Hang on.
I can't say that I loved the Google one because I cried at it. I have a little clip right here.
All right.
Show me photos from our anniversary.
Yeah.
Remember, she always snorted when she laughed.
Oh, Loretta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Loretta. That was your
favorite movie.
Okay.
So it's a guy reminiscing about the love of his life, which we assume Loretta has died, and he wants to remember all the things, so he assigns Alexa. I mean, not Alexa. Sorry, Google. Google to do it, which it's pandering.
Brutal.
I know.
It was, but you cried. You said you were crying.
Because it caught me off guard. I'm like, commercials
immediately
during the Super Bowl make me laugh.
Did you see how fast people put the meme out? Of the gravestone
for
Loretta.
Because you guys are dead inside, just like Loretta.
Loretta.
She loved Alaska and scallops.
All right. You know what? You are yucking my yum. You weren't even touched at all by that commercial?
No, it was nice. It was nice.
Loretta hated mustaches?
She didn't like, but she loves scallops.
Wow.
So
must not have seen Sam Elliott's mustache.
Yeah, speaking of Sam Elliott.
Yeah, let's hear that.
This is Sam Elliott, the beginning of the Super Bowl commercial for Doritos.
Riding on a horse. Hmm. Ah! You can whip your Porsche off. I've been in the valley.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, the mustache was funny.
You ain't been up off that porch now.
These are the lyrics to Old Town Road.
Tell me nothing.
Yep.
He makes a great cowboy.
I love Sam Elliott. He's the best.
Yo, he's been married to the same woman for all these years, like 30 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just stumbled
into acting, too. He had that voice.
The dance-off with he and Lil Nas X was
funny.
Great.
Yeah.
It was a little showdown. That was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one.
Again, fun. You expect fun.
It was fun.
I like this one.
What does home mean to me? It's my sanctuary. It's the one place I can let my guard down. Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
And he's taking off his, muscles.
Yeah, it was hilarious. David Spade tweeted. He was funny. Because at the end of the spot, how skinny he was.
Yes.
David Spade said, "Did you enjoy my sweet body on that?"
Did have a Joe Dirt quality to it once he took his muscles off.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa Bonet popped in right at the end, too.
Right at the end, spotting him.
Yeah, pretty cool. And that's his wife, right?
Yeah. Wife, yeah.
Wow, that was. I didn't see that.
Well,
so that was pretty
the best
cool.
Part.
Brian, you liked it.
This one spoke to me, Bob. This one did.
It's Groundhog Day! And don't forget your booties, because it's cold around here today.
Phil? Phil?
No, not you.
It's me, man. Ryerson.
Okay, little fella. Good job.
That's different.
Well, you know what it was missing, don't you? It missed this.
Bing!
Yeah, there was no Bing.
No Ned Ryerson Bing.
No Bing. I was waiting for the Bing. But
Bill Murray was great. Ned Ryerson was back. Bill's brother was there as the mayor with the groundhog. And it was for the Jeep Gladiator, which I really want one.
Yeah, it makes me want to buy a Jeep.
No, it was good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And
everyone's saying that's probably the best spot.
It was probably one of them. Did you guys catch they did run the Mr. Peanut funeral?
I did, with the baby peanut.
What do you think?
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought they were ripping off baby Yoda.
They were.
Yeah, I think they were.
Like, oh, babies are in now. Let's kill off Mr. Peanut.
And it talked like a dolphin. Yeah.
Ageism.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They killed the old guy.
Yeah, exactly. Take note, boomers.
Okay. So 40% of Americans think they should have the day off. 100% of this show agrees,
but
we're here. So that's fine. No complaints. Going to be a fun day. 49 degrees.
Yeah.
Going to give away money all day. Your last chance to win with our 80s artists of the day. You're listening for The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. 8 o'clock is the first chance. That's just a half hour from now. Don't go anywhere. Give you a keyword to text in at 45911. $1,000.
Wow.
Last chance. Okay, Super Bowl. We were just talking about the commercials yesterday, the most popular ones. I think most of us agree that there was like five really good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, but the one that New England's talking about would be Mr. Tom Brady.
Yes.
And his, well, it's the Hulu spot, but yeah. It was a picture that he tweeted out last week that got everybody buzzing, right?
Is
Remember?
He coming? Is he going? Yeah, they didn't.
Messing
it was
with us.
Very vague.
Yeah, so here's the tag of that spot.
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
So now we get to dissect that for the next 3 weeks.
Doesn't mean he's not going anywhere. Like he's staying with the Patriots. Doesn't mean that he's not going anywhere, but he's going to.
What's your
play
gut tell you, LBF?
He's staying.
Staying?
No, actually, I'm lying.
Really?
I think maybe he's toying with the idea of leaving.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like he's doing those things that guys do when they're about to break up with you.
Like, oh, is that right?
Look at houses in different states.
Wow. They tweet pictures of
who hurt you.
Really? LBF.
How much time? Come on
now. You have the most secure marriage. It's all good. All right. It's all good. Brian, is he coming or going? Staying, I should say.
You know, I think he's putting on a good bluff. I think he wants to stay, but he's trying to make them think that he's going
to
leave.
He knows so how to negotiate a deal, that guy. He does.
Word was that the Pats are ready to offer him like $30 million. We'll
see. Yeah, okay. I think he's staying, too.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be silly if he didn't.
Moving is really stressful, too.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. I can tell you that. You don't want to move.
It's just a lot.
All right. So the Hyundai spot, that people are buzzing about
that,
we'll
play a little bit again.
Okay. Remember this?
Oh, look at this guy. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
He's not getting that car in there.
No, sir.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, that's good.
There's the controversy.
What is
Rachel Dratch.
Yeah.
She says, wicked car.
Yeah.
We don't use wicked
no,
like that.
No, we don't.
It's an adverb, people.
Yeah.
You don't say wicked car,
right.
Or wicked coffee, or it's wicked
so
good.
So you use wicked.
Yeah, it's an adverb.
So what does it describe?
The adjective.
The adjective describes the noun. No.
Right. So, yes. So your adverb describes the adjective, which describes whatever you're talking about.
Right.
So like,
so
this
waking
is a
up
wicked
today
good
was,
show.
Right.
Right.
I had a wicked bad headache.
Right.
This morning.
So you wouldn't say that's a wicked car.
you wouldn't say
right.
I have a
wicked nice car.
It's a wicked nice car.
I'm going to just backtrack. I feel like I can't. I backtrack because I would say, oh, I have a wicked headache right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work, but not wicked car.
You wouldn't. No one ever says that. That's a wicked
no.
See,
so anyway, there's that.
That tells you what. That spot was not written by a Boston person. That was by someone who's not from Boston. Don't
maybe.
You agree?
I bet. Maybe. Maybe that line was written by somebody from Boise.
We got to get Wicked Kai in there somewhere.
Right. So anyway.
It's a wicked nice Kai.
People are dropping the grammar hammer on that.
The grammar hammer. Mm-hmm. There you go. Who was the best accent in that one?
Chris Evans.
Tony V.
Well, yeah. But Chris Evans for the actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a guy who grew up in Sudbury, not bad.
I got to say, Big Poppy did pretty good.
Okay.
He was wicked good.
Very good.
Very
well
good. All right, well done. Okay, coming up, we will do some laundry.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Super Bowl stuff, but I also want to talk about the documentary I saw this weekend that everybody should see.
Mm.
And it involves one of your favorite pop stars.
Really?
Yes.
That's a good tease, LBL, because I don't know who you're talking about.
Good.
That was wicked good.
Thank you.
Look at you. You got this thing down.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Brigham Health.
Why is everybody Googling 30s actor Tyrone Power and Shakira's tongue?
And what was
and Shakira's
that?
Tongue. I'm going to talk about the halftime show at the Super Bowl last night.
You loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was tons of energy. Here's a little listen of like all the montage of songs that Shakira and J-Lo did.
Okay.
There was a lot of sequins. There was a lot of twerking.
Yes.
That's
Zeppelin.
A good song.
Zeppelin. Yes.
I mean, it really was a spectacular halftime show. Well, a lot of people were complaining because there was a stripper pole.
I've seen worse shows.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Right?
But I thought it moved really quickly.
It did.
And she was great. J-Lo was beautiful. Like, the both of them, they look so beautiful. J-Lo is 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And Shakira is 43.
Were you concerned with any messages to the young kids?
No, I'm concerned about the message to me that I'm supposed to look like that when I'm 50.
Oh, you!
I don't care about the stripper pole and little girls. No way. I'm mad that I'm supposed to look like J-Lo. That makes me upset. I wanted to turn off the TV because I think that's a bad influence.
For you.
And for my husband and any other.
Now did he enjoy it?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
But if he ever turns to me like, how come you can't do that? You guys are, I'm sure, even younger than she is.
Well, wait a minute. So, Shakira, we can all agree.
He's not that dumb.
No, he didn't. But, you know, maybe he's thinking it.
Let's all agree. Shakira's hips don't lie.
No, they
don't. Okay. Okay. So, now, how do you do that? That is incredible.
Why are you asking me?
Because my wife was watching it, too, and I go, how? She must have started very young.
Yeah, you have these girls, these women.
It's crazy what they can do.
Have been dancing. They're athletes.
Yeah.
They're essentially athletes.
Yeah.
Isn't she like a belly dancer or something anyway?
She had something bad.
Yeah,
she's background.
She's really all their
lives. Very wiggly.
She could break something. I was a little worried for her.
Yeah.
I kept a close eye on her.
She has no herniated disc. Did you?
Yeah. I was afraid. Something could happen.
Yeah. I mean, as happy as I am for J-Lo, I'm upset that she looks so good because she just
stop.
Makes it hard
She's
for everyone else.
Way older than you.
True. That's true, Bob.
Yeah.
She is way older than me.
You should be inspired. What the future looks like.
Stop.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I fear you're getting close to the edge.
No, I'm just saying.
See? There's something bad going to happen.
No.
All
right. I stop right there.
All right, so why is everybody Googling Tyrone Power?
Who is Tyrone Power?
He's like a super old actor that died, in
the 30s, 40s. Man.
And he was very handsome.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, during the Super Bowl, somebody's grandmother said, how did she say it?
Why is Tyrone Power a quarterback?
Thank you, Brian Bell.
Why is Tyrone Power?
That
guy looks like Tyrone Power, talking about Jimmy G. So the granddaughter Googled images of Tyrone Power, and wow, the resemblance is uncanny.
It's almost like
reincarnation.
It's weird, but it's almost too good. Like, did somebody mess with this photo?
But look at some pictures.
Holy cow.
And there's
did
a
we put it up,
striking
Ryan?
Resemblance.
It's posted at WROR.com. I went and found some other pictures that have some of Jimmy and some of Tyrone Power.
So you guys decide. Are you going to put it up on our Facebook page?
It's there, yeah.
It's on our Facebook
page? Everywhere.
It's already out. It's
105.7 WROR. Give us a like.
It's very interesting.
And I want to mention, too, that while you're looking up Tyrone Power like everybody else.
Catch Tyrone Power on the silver screen, now with sound.
So, this weekend, obviously, everybody watched the Super Bowl,
It is weird.
We still talk.
I'm sorry. He looks like Jimmy G.
Yeah.
He could.
That's what I said.
Maybe it was.
kind of the point of it, Bob.
It's like Tyrone Garoppolo.
You grasped it.
Yes. It is great. No, it's amazing.
One last thing.
Yes.
I just have to mention this because I know
that
everybody.
J-Lo's older than you?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
That this weekend a lot of people watched the Super Bowl. What we should have watched is Miss Americana on Netflix. It's the documentary about Taylor Swift. I watched it. It's fabulous. It's so good. And it's must-see TV for people who, like, I don't know, kind of take sport and making fun of celebrities, me. And it's just kind of, it's really fascinating, her life.
About Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Americana.
It's very, very good. And you know what's really awesome? The best part is how she writes a song. Like, you see how she writes her songs and her lyrics and how it all comes together. It's like how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
But, like, in a good way.
Really? Well, I like sausage. I think I'm having sausage for dinner. Actually.
All right.
Pick some up.
Miss Americana.
Yeah, I'll remember that when I have my sausage.
Okay.
Hey, honey, we should watch Taylor Swift. No?
It's really
maybe tomorrow.
Good.
All right. Thank you, LBF. Outstanding as always.
Get back to Tyrone Power.
Yeah, fine. No, it's freaky. You got to check it out. It's our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. Give it a like, please. We're under orders from headquarters to get our numbers up. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's orders from headquarters.
Okay.
So give it a like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. It's brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two pre-sale. WindowNation.com. Okay, joining us this Monday morning to play Super Smart in 60 seconds is Matt Brown from Middleton. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
So you watch the Super Bowl, I'm assuming. Which team were you rooting for?
Either one.
Yeah, you know what?
Nice to see Jimmy G win.
Me too. I thought the same way. He looked great until the fourth quarter, and then it just got a little choked up.
Yeah, a little bit.
But the defense didn't help. But let's not go there. Right, yeah. Matt? You agree with me?
I agree.
He didn't get any help from them.
Let's move forward.
No. Let's move forward. All right. Are you ready to win $1,000?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know how it works. LBF, say hi to LBF.
Hey, LBF.
Hey, hi.
Soften her up. Yep.
Don't be shy.
How you doing?
All right. All right, Matt. You get all 10 correct in 60 seconds. We will give you $1,000. Okay, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. We have time. We'll get right back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
Ready to go?
Sure.
Here it is.
What is 10 times 1,000?
10,000.
What product was Bill Murray selling in the Super Bowl commercial?
Jeep.
In what state do the Kansas City Chiefs play?
Missouri.
Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
Pass.
Who sings the 80s hit Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Cyndi Lauper.
Who steers the shell and motivates the rowers in a crew race?
The coxswain.
Which state is located between Maine and Vermont?
New Hampshire.
Who is the quarterback for the 49ers?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
What literary character said, "Please, sir, I want some more"?
Pass.
In the military, what does the abbreviation GI stand for?
Pass.
Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
The Milky Way.
Which literary character said, "Please, sir, I want some more"?
Oh,
you were so close.
Good. You know, there was a plot twist right there at the end. Too bad.
Yeah.
Twist.
Okay.
Get twist. It. Yeah. See, there's a hint right there.
You know it now, Matt?
Yep. Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know. I'm not going to even.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
But you got eight right and two wrong, or you know,
two passes.
You left two passes.
So you didn't get any wrong.
That's
as
good.
I like to say.
Yeah.
Right. So that's good. And in the military, the abbreviation GI stands for government issue.
Government issue.
Yeah, but
I knew that from the movie GI Jane.
Right.
Government issue. You know what though, Matt? You can tell everybody at work, like LBF said, you didn't get any wrong today. So right. That's pretty good. But if anybody asks you.
You really just ran out of time. It wasn't your fault. It was the clocks.
Mm. And I went through the New Jersey public school system. So I had to
Well, you did well. Then. You did good, though. Very good. All right, Matt. By the way, what do you do for work, Matt?
I'm a field service engineer in a medical field.
Oh, great. Cool. Okay.
Drive a lot.
Well, and you're working today. That says a lot about your character.
I am.
Yeah. Nobody else is.
I know. Everyone's
all right.
They're not working hard.
Hey, how about this? You're a Jersey guy, so I know you're going to love this. Two tickets to True TV's Impractical Jokers, the Scoopski Potatoes Tour at Xfinity Center that Sunday, July 12th. You a fan?
That sounds good, yeah. Absolutely.
They're a riot.
They're fun.
They are fun. Scoopski Potato. Watch that. That's one of my favorite episodes. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. Matt, thanks for playing along, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Eight
great job.
Out of 10 is not bad. If you think you can do better, try it yourself. Sign up to play Super Smart at WROR.com. While you're there, you can play our home version of the game.
Yes, it's multiple choice, so it's a little bit easier. So you can have your friends play and see how they did. And, you know, you have bragging rights because you got 8 out of 10.
That's right. Okay, Super Smart, brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. WindowNation.com. Once again, sign up to play at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Brigham Health. All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Doing this will make your workouts way more effective. It's okay. Just one thing, really.
Yeah, it's good. Good. Brian?
Cool number thing from over the weekend that maybe you missed and you won't be around the next time it happens.
Oh, yes.
I guarantee it.
Unless science is, you know, working on that as we speak. And I'm going to tell you four life-changing diet hacks that'll help you lose 4 pounds this week. You know, the ones you put on over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you.
I know you're not.
You know, just saying anybody out there. 4 pounds. I'll tell you how to lose them four easy ways. Okay. LBF.
Okay. So the one thing you need to make your workout more effective, let me tell you, is about listening to music.
Okay.
Apparently, and I don't know this,
yeah,
listening to high-tempo music with about 170 beats per minute can make exercise seem like less effort, but it's actually more beneficial for enhancing physical fitness, and it, like, helps with endurance and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you, like, you know, more energized.
Now, when you're at Planet Fitness, you're working out or you're going on a walk, you know, that's what you need. You need to up tempo.
Well, my playlist is Barry Manilow.
We know.
And my playlist, I looked up the BPMs for my favorite song, which is Ready to Take a Chance Again.
Oh, boy.
And it's 98 beats per minute.
That's okay.
So here's, do we have a sample?
Well,
of what
here's
I like
how
to?
we can help you.
Okay. Okay.
So here's Barry, right? Originally. Yes. You walked to this, right?
Yeah. Wow. I strolled.
We're going to help you. I just held on. Here we go.
My hopes were all okay.
Then I found a little
slow. Nice, easy.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's pick it up.
And I'm ready to take
wow. Wow. It's even slow after the crescendo.
I'm sorry, but wow. I like it. So wow. Is there any, there's no help for me, huh?
Well, I thought we could speed it up a little bit for you, but that's all right.
Okay.
Try Copa then if you need to.
Okay. Wait, this is it?
You have it here, Brian? Okay. In all my despair, there it is.
It's got a nice disco feel to it. Then I found you there.
There
that's 170 about?
Yeah.
All right.
Put some pep in your stuff.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
All right, consider me helped.
The Manilow theory, not so much.
I like it a little faster. That's not bad.
I just love, pretty good.
I just love picturing LBF for her walks. You know what? It's more of a constitutional, wouldn't you
it
say?
It is. Yeah. I really do feel like Harry Truman.
It's more like that. You're just
like I put my hands behind my back and I walk around and I look around.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about. Sorry.
No. That's how you get to the constitutional, Brian. All right. Good.
You need. There was an app when I was actually running that would adjust any song that you had in your playlist to what beats per minute you wanted to run.
All right, I'm on it.
So we'll hook that up for
just
you.
Just do Copa.
Okay,
you're
all right. All right,
what do you got, Brian?
All right, yesterday, if you missed it, don't worry. It's going to happen again in 101 years. Mm. Yesterday was an exact palindromic date. It was a palindrome, if you wrote it out, you know, 02-02-2020. All four, you know, boom. You do it backwards and forwards. It's the same. The last time that happened was 909 years ago, 11-11, 11-11. And the next time it's going to happen is 12-12, 21-21. So it's kind of neat. And then, you know, not till 30-30. And it was also a palindromic day of the year. It was the 33rd day of the year. And there were 333 days left. So it's just kind of a
who
neat
has
math
that time to even think about that?
Math people.
Or people on a walk listening to Barry
Manilow.
Yeah,
plenty of time. God, I feel like I've been walking for so long.
Oh, that's just too funny. This walk. Well, you know what? You went for a walk, and that's saying
good.
Something there. Half hour, right?
Yeah.
No one said how fast it had to
nope.
be.
Half okay, hour, good. One song.
It doesn't get far, but you know. All right. Now, four life-changing diet hacks this week. Most of us consumed a lot of calories yesterday, much more than your average Sunday, I would think. So here are four diet tips you could use to lose those 4 pounds. Number one, use a smaller plate, okay? Number two,
I just go back for more.
No, you're
okay,
visual.
Right.
You're eating with your eyes. That plate is full, but it's a smaller plate. Number two, eat slowly. Okay, that's where I struggle. I'm not going to lie. Number three, keep a food diary.
Dear diary,
I'm hungry. Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Chubs.
No, you're not. And number four, drink water before every meal. Okay. Before, drink a glass or two. You will lose 4 pounds this week, according to diet experts. Because you're basically going going to lose what you put on Sunday.
Water weight.
Could
yeah,
be that.
Right, no kidding.
Could be a little salty. A little salty, huh. Like LBF's pickles she had.
Right, I did. Fried pickles, don't
All right. Mm. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Oh, there's a Patricia May Benatar right there. Now.
Patty
Benatar. She was your 80s artist of the day last week. Today, it is The Boss. Okay, Bruce Springsteen plays again 11, 1, 4, and 6. It's your last chance to win $1,000 with the 80s artist of the day. It's the last chance today. All right, Super Bowl last night. After that, we went Nunnite. And then it was time for The Masked Singer, right?
Yeah, I know. We have it on the DVR because my little girl, Lila, likes to watch it.
It's a fun show.
It's kind of fun, you know, that you have to guess who's under these amazing costumes singing the songs. And
yep.
You have the celebrity judges who make their guesses.
Inexplicably, I have missed this.
You haven't watched it?
And it's like right in my wheelhouse.
You would love it. It's one of those shows you don't know why you like it, but you do.
Like this show.
Exactly.
Right.
Can we write that down, Brian?
Dang,
that might be our new motto.
You
yes.
You
don't know why you like it, but you do.
I don't know why.
Okay. All right, what do you got?
So last night, the first singer that came out was the masked White Tiger. They gave his clues. I'm not going to give the clues even.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm just going to play the performance and see if you can guess who this was.
Now, you're saying this is so easy. A caveman can do it.
Yes.
Okay, here it
go.
Is.
You guys we haven't heard this
we
yet.
We haven't heard this yet. Okay. Here we go, LBF. Okay.
You better hit the line because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yup, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ, everybody. Word to your mother.
All right.
Is it Ice Ice? Is it, what's his name?
Vanilla Ice?
Is it Vanilla Ice?
No.
No?
No?
Hit just the beginning again, real quick.
You better hit Bullseye because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yup, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ, everybody.
I don't know.
Is it Michael Strahan?
Wow, I thought it would be easier. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my God.
Who do you think it is? Want to leave it? Well,
if anyone was watching, yes. Well, Twitter went on fire with who it was. Here's what the judges thought. Ken Jeong thought it was John Cena.
Yeah, good
Nicole
one.
Thought it was Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Foxx thinks it is Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
Listen
let's
to
see,
it again
let's see
now.
It again.
Oh, let me think of that.
You better hit Bullseye because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yup, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ, everybody.
Oh, it is. It's Gronk.
It's Gronk.
It's Gronk.
There's no doubt about it.
Listen when he says, I'll stop it. When he says the DJ, whatever. Okay?
You better hit Bullseye because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yup, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ, everybody.
Right there.
Okay, all right, I see that. I mean, I don't really hear Gronk speak a lot,
That last part sounds
you
like
guys
Gronk.
Would know better.
That is so Gronk right
really?
Now.
Really?
And his dance moves.
Oh, were they nuts?
Were, I mean.
And he's what were the White Tiger clues?
Here were the clues, you're
okay,
right.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
All right. His clues reveal that he has sought perfection. Ultimate champion for clamshell shucking, 51 clams. I've had a giant career full of accomplishments, but when I imagine being on stage singing, I'm a big old scaredy cat. His whole thing ends with, I'm ready to get in that ring and smash the competition. Let's party.
Oh, yeah, that's Gronk.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
the let's
so
party
Gronk.
Thing
yeah.
is like.
It's so Gronk.
Yeah.
Why giant, though? He says a giant.
He's huge.
Well, okay, that's true.
He's huge.
But Strahan was a giant, so.
Yeah,
know,
right?
True.
Yeah.
See, sometimes the clues throw you off
they
a little
do.
Bit.
Yeah.
No, it's a good show, LBF. Now you have to watch it.
Okay.
All right? I think you're right. It could be the Gronk. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And we just played that snippet of The Masked Singer. And folks are calling in. Saying they think it was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Well, because there's this theory. I mean, I got to hear it again because it might be Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? Because apparently, from what the callers are saying, I didn't see it. We were
asleep.
yes, or trying. They were saying that there's a clue that Nick Cannon said this singer's been to 9 Super Bowls.
Yes.
And that's only Tom. So let's hear it one more time.
Okay.
You better hit Bullseye because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yup, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ, everybody.
I know.
There's no way.
No.
No. And what Nick Cannon actually said
yeah.
was that all of the celebrities put together have appeared in six Super Bowls.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So it's not Tom Brady.
So there are some
like
Super Bowl
like Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was Tom, he should retire. From singing.
Yes. Right. For sure.
Immediately. Okay. Well, we'll find out. See, that's why that show hooks
you in. When do they tell you?
I think maybe next week. Well, whoever gets voted off.
Wednesday night.
Oh, all right. Good.
Someone gets voted off. I think it's that one. So okay. We'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.